Jard 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, Hamas says it agrees with parts of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. It's willing to release all hostages and hand over administration of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian body of independence. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
While Hamas stopped short of agreeing to everything in the U.S. proposal, this is a significant development and the closest we've come to a deal to end the war since it started almost 2 years ago.
President Trump says Israel needs to stop bombing Gaza so the hostages can get out safely. He adds all hell will break out against Hamas if it doesn't agree to the deal. The government will remain shut down over the weekend after the Senate rejected competing spending bills yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson canceled plans to have members return to Washington next week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Johnson and House Republicans care more about protecting the Epstein files than protecting the American people. The bottom line is, we saw the Republicans run the same play and they got the same result. The question is, will they change course?
Democrats are pushing for an extension of Obamacare tax credits. The shutdown is limiting funding for WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, the food assistance program for low-income families. This father was holding his baby as he waited outside a WIC office in South Bend, Indiana.
We need food for the baby. Don't want the baby to starve. Come here. WIC is shut down.
The Department of Agriculture funds WIC. All its employees have been furloughed. Sean Diddy Combs plans to appeal his more than four-year sentence for prostitution-related charges. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the music mogul expressed remorse during his sentencing yesterday.
Combs told the judge, "I lost my businesses, my career, destroyed my reputation, lost my self-respect. I've been humbled and broken to my core, and I hate myself right now."
The judge sentenced Combs to 50 months in prison, but gave him credit for the 13 months he has already served. The FBI is considering a dramatic arrest and perp walk for its former director.
FBI leaders discussed hauling indicted former director James Comey into court next week rather than having him show up on his own. That's what three sources familiar with the matter told CBS News. One source said leadership asked for large, beefy agents to arrest Comey in full kit, including Kevlar vests and clothing emblazoned with the FBI logo. He's due for arraignment next Thursday under an indictment for allegedly lying to Congress, following a public order from President Trump to the Justice Department to make that happen. CBS News has reached out to the FBI for comment. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Some FBI supervisors have refused to help put together a team to arrest Comey between now and his scheduled arraignment. Again, that is set for Thursday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Temperatures well above normal today into the upper 80s with a strong southwest wind at times. For tonight, mostly clear, low to the mid-60s. Sunny and 82 on Sunday, a bit breezy again. Showers and storms Sunday night and again possible Monday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Multicultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And by Hunting Beast Gear, innovators in mobile hunting gear, and you can maximize your opportunities for success with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, saddles, and more at huntingbeastgear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, which bears are more likely to attack humans and why? October fun at the Range of Richfield and fly fishing for muskies. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from home in Wisconsin Rapids this week. Jeff, you've been on the road a lot this summer. Are you a stranger when you come home?
Yeah, I feel like it sometimes. I always have to find out where the, you know, mail got put and, you know, what are there any new routines with the kids or anything like that that's developed? But I'm home for this week. Next week, I have my final event of the 25 season. And so looking forward to that. It's the World Walleye Championship in Alexandria, Minnesota.
All right. And what lake is that on?
It's on the Lahamadoo chain. So it's about a series of 5-6 different lakes that are part of that chain in the Alexandria area. And of course, a cold front scheduled to come in just as the tournament begins. That's pretty much par for the course for a World Walleye Championship. But, it's an end of the season event. You never know what kind of weather you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it can't be any worse than the warm front that's been following me to Lake of the Woods and then to Hayward for the Muskie Fly Fishing Championship. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. And my goodness, it's, I would say, Indian summer, except we haven't had a frost yet. How about you?
No, we had not have a frost yet either. Looking forward to one, though.
Yeah, for sure. You've been hunting, fishing, doing anything?
No, just kind of cleaning up a couple of loose ends, projects, some things, just getting ready for having some time after the World Walleye Championship and trying to organize my time, my very limited time between when I'll get home from the World Walleye Championship and when I really do want to hunt. So I've got a, 3-week window or so that I need to get everything ready for.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you will find a way to do that. I've been crazy busy the last few weeks. After Ballard's Black Island, I was with 100 fellow shotgunners for the David Cook Memorial Shooting for Scholarship Sporting Clay Shoot at Mayville. I've been shooting with Team Initial Design for the past several years with Lauren Voss and Tom Gauthier and Jeff Saldner and Scott and Adam Nels. And this was the largest turnout they've ever had, 117 people. Raises funds for scholarships for students in the trades. And there are two courses at Mayville Gun Club. Last year, I was top shooter on the woods course with a 45. And this year, again on the woods course, I broke 43 birds, which was the second best total. Two guys had 44, and I was one of five who broke 43. Not bad for an old guy who shoots sporting clays once or twice a year. I don't know if I can keep that up much longer, but I'm going to give it a try. There are several interesting news items this week that we don't have time to go into detail on, but you can find information on a lot of them in the last two issues of Wisconsin Outdoor News. The Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund has reached $1 million in their fundraising, and you can contribute when you buy your license by just clicking a little tab there, and we'll try to get David Clutter on next week. He is the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation. The wolf population is around 1,200 now, they say, and wolves are killing hunting dogs, it seems, every week this fall. And a Boone and Crockett study suggests that fewer than 5% of poachers are ever apprehended and charged. That, to me, was a mind-boggling statistic. I don't know what you thought of it.
Yeah, it's hard to catch people who work in the shadows, I suppose. And Yeah, there's a lot you can dig pretty deep into some of that.
Yeah, for sure. And we will try to get somebody on to talk about that. Maybe somebody from DNR law enforcement. Yeah, and the shadows are wide and the number of law enforcement officers are pretty thinly scattered throughout the state.
No doubt.
Coming up, my son John and I talk about our trip to Hayward for the Treeland Premier Muskie Fly Fishing Championship. Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbyash tells us what's happening this month at the range, and bear guide, blogger, YouTuber, and expo producer Bernie Barringer talks about bear hunting in Minnesota and bear attacks on humans. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio.
We see you out there doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup. Right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, my son John and I are sitting on our deck at our little cabin here, number 12 at Treeland's Resort on the Chippewa Flowage. And John, we just wrapped up another... How do they call it? Treeland's Premier Muskie Fly Fishing Championship here.
Yep.
Another epic event, but not for us.
Well, I mean, I did win the casting competition, so that's something.
Absolutely, yes, you did. And that was quite a feat. I guess there were 8 finalists.
Yeah.
Or semifinalists.
Yeah, I mean, it was open to all entrants, so there was a 200 people taking a shot at it. I made it through the first round. And second round, I believe there were 8 of us. And again, I hit the hoop, I think on my first shot, and got bumped to the final round. It was me and one gentleman. And we went back and forth for probably 8 rounds. And every time I missed and it was his turn again, I was like, well, that's it. Well, that's it. And finally, I just took my hat off, emptied my pockets, and mind over matter. I didn't do any false casts. I just picked the line up and set it in the hoop. 2 in a row. Lights out.
Got serious at the end there, and you won a beautiful custom rod made by Tom Schenck of Chippewa River Custom Rods.
Yep.
It's a 12-weight. Now, we don't have any lines or reels for a rod that big, so got to gear up, I guess.
Yeah, I talked to my friend Alex. He said you should book a megalodon fly fishing trip. I said, Antarctica? He said, where else?
Okay. Anyway, you won that Thursday night, and we thought, all right, here we go. We're on a roll. We fished Moose Lake on Friday all day, helped out by my friend John Myrie, who lives practically on the lake and has fished it for more than 40 years. He's got a radio show up here, and I'll probably talk to him at some point here and see how the fishing has been. He gave us some really good tips, and we were on a lot of spots. And if you hear shooting in the background, it is duck season, and folks are hunting them here on the flowage. But John put us on some good spots, and you had a follow.
I did have a follow. And, you know, I can't believe we didn't have more action. It was really helpful to have John's guidance because Moose Lake is a lot bigger than I imagined it would be. We were able to work very hard the spots that he gave us. And, yeah, just high pressure, bright sun, blue sky.
And we pre-fished it on Thursday. I think that's when you had the follow. The days all kind of run together in my mind now.
Yeah.
And then we fished it with flies on Friday all day. All day. I mean, 10 hours of casting and then going in and getting the fly off the wood because there's a lot of wood there. We caught a lot of snags. And I think I caught one smallmouth early on Friday. And that's the only fish we actually hooked into that day. And then, of course, there are the festivities, and there were only 11 fish caught the first day.
Yeah, that's right, which was a low number, I guess, for the tournament overall. I think most people ran into the same thing we did, you know, bright blue skies and a high-pressure system. Not a lot of fish caught, but everyone was having a good time.
They certainly were. And then Saturday, we took your drift boat, and we fished a stretch of the Chippewa River that we have learned thanks to Bimbo Gifford, and we actually called Bimbo a couple of times because he and his brother Dick were sturgeon fishing somewhere on the river, and we never did run into him, but we kept calling them for tips. Okay, what's the next hole? I told him where we were, and he said, oh, look for this landmark or that landmark, and one smallmouth and one clam is all we did that day.
Yeah, one clam on a musky feathers fly. I don't know what they see in those flies, but the clam latched on.
Yeah, and Musky Feathers is, of course, the name of our team. And my brother Mike's fly tying business, he calls Musky Feathers. And my good friend Jim Tostrud, whom you met a couple of years ago, designed shirts custom for us. Now, he took one of his shirt designs. He has some beautiful shirts, and you can find them on the website that he has for his sales. I think it's wildlifevisions.net. Take a look. And there's a musky jumping on the front and a musky jumping on the back. But he airbrushed out the lures, the hard lures that were there, and he put two of Mike's flies, a hog frog and a vampire. We were stylish. Everybody admired the shirts, but they didn't help us catch fish.
Yeah, we got a lot of looks and questions about the shirts. People were definitely envious about our matching attire. Not that that helped.
Yeah, right. So now we are heading home, respectively, you heading north to Bayfield, and I'm going back south to the Driftless area, where we resume life as usual, but it's a busy October coming up for me. I've got to do the deer show, which we do every year for broadcast on PBS stations and on FanDuel Sports now, and you've got maybe some sailing, although nothing booked yet.
We'll see, yeah. You know, the calendar's really opened up after Labor Day. We have two boats still in the water, all hands sailing, and we will have them in through Apple Fest. So hopefully I'll have a few trips booked in the next week or so. After that, sailing's over, and it's time to start hunting deer.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got some trail cameras to set out before the rut?
Yep, trail cameras going out. Got to check on my stands. make sure everything's in place and ready for the deer hunt.
Yeah, and I actually won a pop-up blind and some turkey decoys at the David Cook Memorial Sporting Clay Shoot, which I didn't win this year. I shot a 43, which was second best score, and, you know, that's still
pretty good.
Pretty good for an old guy like me. I think I was the oldest guy there, and I missed a couple easy targets, but that is always the way it goes, it seems. Well, I'm looking forward to deer season. We'll probably start off up in Bayfield County on your home ground, and then maybe hunt down in Dunn County with our friend Tony, and we'll see what the weather brings and what the season looks like.
Yeah, we've got to put some meat in the freezer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, speaking of meat in the freezer, I actually picked up a roadkill turkey on my way up to Eau Claire for the Outdoor Writers Conference last week. And fortunately, there were refrigerators at every stop along the way. And I was able to dress out that bird and saved a 12-inch beard and all the meat. And he's going home with me, and I may cook some up tonight.
Yeah, and I got an empty drift boat, so I might as well just throw a couple deer in there on the way home if I hit anything.
There you go. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. We got a beautiful blue sky day to drive home, and we will keep in touch, of course. And this was a blast just fishing with you for 3 days, actually, because we pre-fished.
I don't think my double haul has ever been better than it is right now.
Well, it was pretty darn good because you were laying them in the hoop there at the contest.
Yeah.
And we'll get that rod rigged for next year, and then we'll come back, and this time we'll catch some muskies.
Yeah, we'll be serious next year.
All right. I'm Dan Small, here with my son and our Northwoods correspondent, Captain John Small, signing off from Treelands Resort on the Chippewa Flowage. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth gear is performance camel wear at a price you can afford. You can find it at Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores and other retailers and online at huntworthgear.com. Joining me now from Brainerd, Minnesota is Huntworth pro staffer Bernie Behringer. And his website is berniesbearcamp.com. He's got a YouTube channel, Bow Hunting Road, and he also created the Black Bear Show, the International Black Bear Show, and that website is blackbearshow.com. Bernie, you got a lot going on. Why are we still working at our age?
I love what I'm doing, and once you get involved in the outdoor business, it's just kind of hard to step away, I guess.
It certainly is. Let's talk about the Black Bear Show. That was in July. How did that go?
It went pretty well. We had a good turnout. The dealers were really happy. I think we had around 50 vendors, bear hunting related products like the sprays and attractants and bear bait. And we had taxidermists and quite a few guides and outfitters all the way from Saskatchewan and Manitoba even. And it was really good. It was a fun time just to get to know bear hunters from across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and upper peninsula of Michigan, but also we had people come from a long ways away, even Arkansas. So
really?
It was pretty neat. They have bear hunting in Arkansas, the Ouachita Mountains, and it reaches over in eastern Oklahoma as well. And there's a pretty good contingent of bear hunters down in that area.
Uh-huh, okay. Are you planning another one for next year?
We are. It's going to be the last weekend of July, July 31st through August 2nd. And it's going to be in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We're going to actually hold it in a big arena where we can have climate controlled and all the dealers can be under one roof. You know, we had them spread out through a fairgrounds and different buildings this past year. And a lot of the vendors were like, let's get air conditioning. If people are interested in bear hunting, you really should come. There's nothing else quite like this.
Yeah. Well, how was your bear season?
Well, our bear camp went really well. We had a lot of bears going into the season and some of our hunters were pretty selective. Everybody but one hunter got their bear. We went 16 for 17 this year, and we had just one hunter that probably should have got a bear, but, you know, the weather wasn't very good that first week. It was cold and rainy and windy, and it was just really unfortunate that that's the first person who's ever left without even seeing a bear, but they only sat till dark two nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was too bad. But overall, I mean, it was really good. A lot of people saw bears. We had one guy that passed up seven bears the first night.
Oh, my.
And then shot one on the second night. So, but, yeah, we skinned an awful lot of bears way into the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, and you save the bear fat, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And more people are doing that now because when we skin the bears, a lot of people are saying, yeah, we want to take the fat home. And people are, you know, they're rendering it for cooking, but also they're really using it for unique ideas. One guy that hunted with me before brought me a little bottle of beard oil
mm-hmm.
that's made out of rendered bear lard. So there's soaps and shampoos. They're making all kinds of stuff out of this bear oil. It's pretty cool.
Now, when you wash with bear oil soap or put it on your beard, do you smell like a bear?
No, it actually has a, it's not perfumed, but it actually has a real pleasant smell.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're not like a walking scent post or something.
No.
Yeah, okay. How was the natural forage in your area this year? Here in Wisconsin, we had people saying, boy, the bears have got a lot to eat with the, you know, the rain earlier. We got berries and, you know, acorns have been pretty good this year. How was it in Minnesota?
You know, it was real spotty. It seemed like there were some areas that got a lot of rain and they had really good berry crops. And the areas that I hunt, there was very few acorns. There was quite a few blueberries and hazelnuts. There wasn't very many raspberries and blackberries, but it just seemed really spotty. The bears hit the baits pretty good. I would say it was an average year overall.
Uh-huh. Well, how can someone hunt with you if they would like to do that?
First thing you got to do is get a tag, and it takes about 5 years to draw a tag in the zone that I hunt. So they got to start applying in Minnesota, and for each year, just like Wisconsin, if you don't draw a tag, you get a point. And then most of the people draw in the fifth year for Zone 27, where my camp is.
You are booked ahead, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I'm booked for 26 and 27 and about half booked for 28 already. So, yeah, if people want to hunt with me, they better move on it pretty quick. Yeah, just this week I took a deposit for somebody that's going to draw in 2030. So,
oh, my goodness.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, let's switch gears a little bit. Stay with bears. But I know you've done some research on bear attacks on people. What can you share about what you've discovered?
Yeah, you know, I did a YouTube video on that, and it generated an awful lot of interest, I guess. What I did was, you know, read books, newspaper articles, watch videos and all this stuff, and I just recorded about 200 bear attacks on humans over the past three or four decades. Well, actually, I guess the first ones were in the 1950s where they actually wrote down the causes and things like that, and it was really, really interesting. Grizzlies, when they attack people, they usually just neutralize what they see as the threat and then leave the person. But believe it or not, if you get attacked by a black bear, you're actually more likely to be eaten by the bear than you are if you're attacked by a grizzly.
Wow.
Now, of course, a polar bear, like if it moves, they see it as food. So they're kind of out there in their own category. But the research surprised me that almost all of the black bear attacks were predatory in nature. And, you know, people always think about don't get between a sow and its cubs and stuff like that. But most of the time, even if a person is in a situation where they're between a sow and the cubs or whatever, if they aren't threatening, the sow will try to, you know, remove her and the cubs from the situation and not attack. But the majority of attacks by black bears were predatory attacks where the bear, if they killed the person, they ate them.
Wow. How common an occurrence is it that a black bear will attack a person? It's not very common, is it?
No, it's not common. You know, there's a small handful each year, probably five a year might be an average. And some of the attacks are just like somebody getting their arm bit or something like that. You know, it happens.
Yeah. We've all seen videos of bow hunters, deer hunters in particular, who have a bear come in and start climbing the ladder or coming into their stand, and
they usually
shoo them away.
I've had that happen several times, actually.
They never took a bite out of you.
Never took a bite out of me yet. I had a close call a couple years ago where I had a bear that approached me to within about 15 feet. I've also been bluff charged where they come at you and then they woof really loud and slap the paws on the ground. They just break off the charge about 10 to 15 feet away. I've had that happen to me three times, and I'm telling you, you don't know if it's a bluff or not until it's a bluff.
Wow.
And, you know, you're going to empty your bladder, I'll guarantee you. There ain't nothing quite like it, I'll tell you. Man, it's something you won't forget.
Yeah. So what do you do when a bear bluff charges or charges and you don't know if it's a bluff?
One of the times I was just sitting down in a small ground blind with just some brush in front of me, and I just stood up. And I think that's what broke the charge off. I think he didn't recognize me as a human until I stood up.
Mm-hmm.
The others, I mean, it happened so fast there wasn't anything I could do. And if it hadn't been a bluff, I mean, I'd have got tore up pretty bad probably. But I'm around bears a lot and been in a lot of situations where I've been walking into a bait and all of a sudden I see a couple of cubs go up a tree. And that's like,
Yeah. Man,
that'll make your adrenaline glands dump, you know.
Yeah, because you know mama's around somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Well, I understand you have an appearance. This show is airing for most people on the 4th of October, and you've got an appearance on Saturday the 11th at a store in Brainerd, right?
Yeah, I'll be at the Fleet Farm store in Brainerd in the area where they sell the Huntworth clothing. And I'll be talking up and demonstrating the Huntworth Heat Boost clothing, and also they have this new Silent X stuff that's pretty cool. So yeah, I'll just be there for a few hours just kind of talking hunting with people. If anybody wants to drop by, if they're in the Brainerd area, just come into the Fleet Farm and find the camouflage clothing, and that's where I'll be.
What time will you be there?
From 10 to 2.
Okay, very good. So there is some new Huntworth gear then. I'm familiar with Heat Boost, but what's that other one you mentioned?
Yeah, the Silent X is just coming out now, and I actually don't even know if they're going to have any in the store when I'm doing this promotion, but it's going to be available probably by the first part of November this year in some stores.
What's different about it?
The fabric is really soft, and I haven't even actually handled it yet, so
yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say too much, but it is super quiet fabric, and some of the really heavy winter clothing, when it's like super cold, like getting close to zero, it can be a little bit noisy when you draw a bow, and that's been taken care of by this Silent X fabric now they have.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I think most, if not all, of the Huntworth gear I have is soft and pretty quiet, so if they can make it even quieter, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting technology.
Cool. Well, Bernie, I think we're going to let you go, and I hope some folks show up at your appearance at Fleet Farm in Brainerd on the 11th from 10 to 2, and we'll send them to your website and websites, I should say, and your YouTube channel where they can watch that video on bear attacks and many other videos that you post.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I do put a lot of bear hunting content on the YouTube channel there, and if they want to watch the video, I think if they just search for "Which Bear Will Eat You," I think is the name of the video. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it came up right away when I typed in your YouTube channel. So, well, Bernie, thanks so much. Good luck with the deer. I imagine you're still deer hunting this year.
Yeah, I am. I actually just putting out some scrape drippers and stuff like that. I got cameras out, and I'm starting to see some pretty decent bucks turn up on my food plot. So I'm excited about that.
Well, if fall ever comes, I'm sure they'll start moving and it'll be more comfortable sitting in the woods because, I mean, we're pushing 85, 90 degrees this week here in Wisconsin. I imagine it's hot where you are, but maybe not quite that warm.
Yeah, it's been really unusual for the last few weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say I'm looking forward to colder weather, but I really am.
All right. Well, Bernie, thanks so much, and we will catch up with you again.
All right, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, Bernie Barringer has two websites, berniesbearcamp.com and blackbearshow.com, where you can learn everything about what he's doing with those two ventures. And on his YouTube channel, Bow Hunting Road, you can watch that video about bear attacks and many other videos that he posts there. Huntworth Gear is the sponsor of this segment. Performance camo wear at a price you can afford. You'll find it at Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores, other retailers as well, and online at huntworthgear.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Hamas says it will release all hostages and agrees to other parts of President Trump's peace proposal for Gaza, but not all. CBS's Deborah Pata.
While Hamas stopped short of agreeing to everything in the U.S. proposal, this is a significant development and the closest we've come to a deal to end the war since it started almost 2 years ago.
The government shutdown is impacting funding for the food assistance program, WIC. This father was waiting outside a WIC office in South Bend, Indiana, with his baby in his arms.
We need food for the baby. Don't want the baby to starve. Come here. WIC is shut down.
WIC helps nearly 7 million Americans. The FBI is considering putting on a show, an arrest and perp walk of its former director, James Comey. More from CBS's Michael Toscano.
FBI leaders discussed hauling indicted former director James Comey into court next week rather than having him show up on his own. That's what three sources familiar with the matter told CBS News.
Comey has been charged with lying to Congress. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Temperatures well above normal today into the upper 80s with a strong southwest wind at times. For tonight, mostly clear, low to the mid-60s. Sunny and 82 on Sunday, a bit breezy again. Showers and storms Sunday night and again possible Monday.
Right now, it's 62.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Football season is heating up on Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So don't miss any of the action this season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code ROAM and get $50 in bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code ROAM on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield, you know it, is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and on the web at therangewi.com. Joining us for our monthly chat about what's going on at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiesch. Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again on Outdoors Radio.
Hi, Dan. I am pleased to be with you again this month. I always enjoy this segment and look forward to it all the time. So let's make the most of it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we always talk about how fast the time goes. I almost wrote down, how was August? But no, I'll say, how was September? That's how fast the summer is gone. And it's still summer here.
I know. Fall is in the air, right? And we're getting ready for some great fall events. But our endless summer is not going to quit.
Yeah.
I need some little lousier weather here so people get out of the golf course and out of the swimming pool to come in and shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fall is not in the air where I live, but it's coming soon. But September was good for you?
Yeah, September was great. As you said, it just flew by. Our leagues are up and running, but there's still time for you to sign up if you're interested. We also have resumed a lot of our classes, and I'd like to highlight a couple of them here today so people know what's going on.
All right. What's going on?
Okay. On October 4th and 5th, we'll have our NRA basic pistol course, and that's a two-day class. We are still trying to get some dates for our first shots and our ladies-only concealed carry class that's in November. We're just having trouble scheduling it with the instructors. So if you're interested, again, either the first shots or the ladies concealed carry, please check our Facebook website or just call the range for the details. We should have that wrapped up probably in a few days.
Okay. Now back to the basic pistol course. Now most people will hear this on the 4th. What time of day do those classes take place? And can they hear it in the morning and still sign up?
They can hear it in the morning and still sign up. I think the classes start around 8 o'clock.
Ah, okay.
But again, if that's the case and you want to get involved, just call here, ask for me or anybody at the front desk, and they'll be happy to help you.
Okay, good. And then you have an NRA instructor class, right?
Yes, that's also pretty popular when a lot of folks like become NRA instructors. So we have that class scheduled for November 8th and 9th, and I get that out there early enough because there is quite a few folks that sign up for that.
Okay. And we talk occasionally about private handgun lessons. You still offer those?
Oh, yeah. That has become very, very popular. These can be for beginners, intermediates, advanced, individuals, couples, or groups. I have some really darn good instructors, and you know, you should take advantage of their experience. They're really good at getting that information out of their head and getting it into your head. So take advantage of it. They're great.
Good. Well, now, October has a few special dates, and you've always got special events for the given month. What have you got for October?
Well, on Thursday, October 30th through Saturday, November 1st, we'll be offering our Halloween zombie shoot.
Aha.
All right. You'll get a free zombie target, and all lanes will only be $15 an hour. And we're dying to see you all, so come on in.
Yes, and I ask you this, are you going to dress up as Bela Lugosi or Frankenstein or one of those cool guys?
No. You know, there was a time when we first opened that we did have costume parties, and I dressed up as Jim.
Okay. Yeah, and they wondered where the real Jim was, right?
Yep, that's for sure.
Well, you could walk around with a pumpkin head in your arms, you know, like, anyway. Okay. What else have you got?
Okay, on October 12th and 14th, in honor of Columbus Day, you'll be able to discover all of our lands for, you guessed it, 1492.
Oh, yes. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We all learned that in grade school.
Yeah.
Preschool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, I bet you they don't teach it now.
Yeah, possibly. Well, yeah, for a lot of reasons, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about Liberty Safes? How are they doing?
They're doing great. We are going to run a special. It'll start the 1st and run through the 15th. We'll be offering 15% off all in-stock Liberty Safes priced over $1,000. And as a special bonus buy, with each in-stock Liberty Safe sold for that over $100,000, you'll be getting a six-pack of Oktoberfest beer for free. And trust me, it won't be light beer. So if you're thinking about buying a safe, you know, either stop in or give me a call. I know it's a little early to maybe start thinking about Christmas holiday shopping, but times are different, and it's October already.
Yeah.
So it's going to be here before you know it.
Isn't that the truth? Now, you said priced over $1,000, and then when you said it a second time, you said $100,000, but I'm sure you mean
$1,000. No, it's
$1,000. $1,000.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think you've got a $100,000 safe, do you?
No. I don't have that many total safes. money.
Okay. Well, how about consignment guns?
Still going like crazy. We have bought hundreds of guns that are either here in the range for sale or on Gun Broker to get a national audience. So if you're interested, just go to www.therangewi.com and click on the range tab. Then firearm consignment to find out how this opportunity works. Turn your seldom used or never used or whatever guns into some cash. I mean, it's a great way to hedge the inflation. Come on in. And I am amazed on how well this is all doing. So come on in. We'll love to help you.
And you take a small percentage, but the gun owner gets the bulk of it, obviously, right?
Yes. We do 80% to the owner, and we keep 20%.
Uh-huh.
And that includes all the fees also.
Yeah.
So it's a really good deal. If you go to a lot of other places, the owner of the gun will get maybe 50, 60% at the most.
Mm-hmm.
We like to work on volume.
Yeah, good. And I understand you have a new six-month membership. How does that work?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of people ask ever since we opened, you know, hey, can you just do a six-month? Because, A, I'm either down south during the winter or I'm on vacation somewhere during the summer. So we decided, well, let's do one. So we now have, it's a six-month interval. It gives you all the same benefits of being a permanent member. And basically, you can start it and end it whenever you want within a six-month period. So if you want to start it in June and run for 6 months, or you want to, you know, do it for the winter, however it works, we've had a lot of folks take advantage of it.
Fantastic. And you don't have to be in the market for a gun or want to come in and shoot. If you just want to talk about guns, or if you have questions about guns, you and your staff are the people to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Again, I'm blessed with some really great people. They know what's going on. And we get a lot of folks that come in here just wanting to find out about what's going on. And we're not pressure people. You know, we're here to educate people. So if you've got questions, come on in. We'll help you make a decision that's right for you, not for us.
Okay. Well, Jim, thanks again for joining us and sharing for our listeners what's going on this month. A lot always going on at the range. And we'll talk to you again in November.
Looking forward to it, Dan. Enjoy the rest of this month.
I am, and I hope we send a lot of folks your way.
I hope so, too.
The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience, located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide, and on the web at therangewi.com. And Jim Bobiash, president of the range, was our guest again this week. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear. Industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Cedar Lake Sales has a huge sale going on now on used and new boats and pontoons. Check out their inventory on their homepage. And even though it's been a little unseasonably warm, winter boat storage reservations are filling up. We're still thinking about winter here in Wisconsin. Get a hold of them as soon as you can and get your place in their storage. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. We're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an effective mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Huntingbeastgear.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is no longer on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show from the last several years is available on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And I'm working on this year's show this month. It'll be ready for air by the end of the month.
There you go. Well, we are online all the time. You can download the show at lake-link.com. Scroll down to the bottom of their page. They've got a link there for Outdoors Radio. Click on that, and you can download it, take it with you, listen at your leisure. You can also find us at outdoornews.com/podcasts. We're all on social media as Dan Small Outdoors and at Hardwater Jeff.
And there's a bill in the state legislature now that would establish a sandhill crane hunt. The Wisconsin Waterfowl Association is supporting it. Again, not a lot of time to talk about it here, but for more information, go to wisducks.org and search for sandhill cranes. The DNR has a couple of open houses at state fish hatcheries next weekend at Bezadny Fish Facility on the Kewaunee River and the Root River Steelhead Facility in Racine. They're free and open to the public. They run from 9 to 3, and you can learn more on the DNR website at Fish Hatchery Open House. And there are more events, of course, on the DNR events calendar. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next gig is next Friday the 10th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Tickets are just $20 at the door. And if you've never seen him live, it's a real treat. If you like our theme music, I think you'll love the concert. Come for the show, which starts at 4. Stay for my favorite Northern Wisconsin fish fry. That's 4 next Friday at the Harbor Table in Washburn. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
This
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Mattner of Mattner on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel's army says it will advance preparations for the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Hamas says it agrees with parts of the plan, including the return of all remaining hostages. This man in Israel is ready for peace.
It's a really good sign of the whole situation. The deal that Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, they are preparing for Hamas, they are making for Hamas, it's a good deal.
Trump has given Hamas until tomorrow evening to accept the deal, or in his words, all hell will break out against Hamas. Here's CBS News intelligence and national security reporter Olivia Gazis.
On the one hand, it is encouraging that Hamas appears to be agreeing to release all of the hostages and the remains in their possession in one fell swoop. That was a core requirement that President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu set forward, not phases. All of them. It's also encouraging that they are saying that they're prepared to proceed to immediate